You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com. Here for my weekly conversation with Ken Gernick, covers the first-place Dodgers for our website. And Ken, a lot of talk, a lot of attention lately on Josh Pearson. Our colleague Lyle Spencer had a really nice column about him on MLB.com, just about, you know, some comparisons that he doesn't really want at this point, being compared to some of the greats in the game. And I think that Jock understands it's a little too early to be putting him in those categories. But at the same time, what he's doing right now has to be just a welcome sight for everyone in the Dodgers organization.
Well, yeah, and you know, a lot of it, a lot of the attention is on the offense, but I think if you talk to players who are playing alongside of him, I think the defense that he's provided in center field has been a big upgrade and has really been appreciated by the pitchers. He's saved a lot of runs. He covers a lot of ground. He pretty much gets good routes to balls. And he's really kind of helped to solidify at the middle, along with Rollins at short and Kendrick at second base, a defense that, while the Dodgers are scoring a lot of runs, and that's a big part of why they're winning, they're also preventing a lot of runs, and that's also a big part of why they're winning, and Jock Peterson is right in the middle of that.
So we're taping this conversation the day after Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run out of Dodger Stadium, only the fifth home run ever to leave Dodger Stadium in the stadium's history. So it traveled 475 feet, according to MLB.com StatCast. What were your thoughts when you watched it? Did it just, his home runs tend to leave the yard very quickly. What were some of your thoughts as you were watching this home run?
Well, I noticed that the pitcher who threw the ball was kind of smiling as he watched it, sail out of the stadium. So I think, even he got kind of a kick out of how awesome it was. And, that's not new. Stanton's been doing this for a while, though he hasn't done it at Dodger Stadium until last night. But, I remember seeing Dave Kingman hit monster shots and Piazza hit him out and Stargell and I think Holiday and maybe Mark McGwire. I think that's the whole list in 50-something years. So it doesn't happen often. It's quite a sight. But, of course, it only counts for one run. The Dodgers scored 11, so it was a monstrous losing effort, really.
Correct. Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, I'm sure, for the Dodgers to swallow that, considering it's the only run that was scored. Interestingly, it's only the third longest home run that's been hit this year. So Nelson Cruz and Josh Donaldson both have longer home runs. But anyway, let's move on to Andre Ethier, who is a fascinating study. So he, we've talked about many times throughout spring training, that he's kind of the unhappy guy that had lost his starting job, still on the team, not traded, and sort of had to accept that role. Well, now he's playing a lot because Yasiel Puig has been injured and out of the lineup. And Ethier is really taking advantage of this time and was 5-for-5 in yesterday's game. With the home run, and so I guess it's good to see him being able to contribute, and he seems to have a pretty good attitude toward this whole thing.
He really has, and he worked hard during the off season. He had a good spring training. The big thing he says is he's healthy, and really for the last 3 or 4 years he says he hasn't been, and it's not an empty statement. I think everybody knows that he had been playing nicked up. The guy plays hurt. But it also affects his performance. And Puig arrived on the scene and was a sensation. They had too many outfielders when Kemp came back from his injuries. Somebody had to go, and Kemp went. I'm sure Dodger management would have preferred to trade Ethier, but Kemp brought more in return. So they kept Ethier to be an extra outfielder. That was really the plan. And the plan wasn't for Puig to go down for a month, but he has. And in that time, Ethier is playing similar to the way he was when he was an all-star and a silver slugger and a gold glove. He's a little older now and maybe doesn't run quite as fast, but he's showing a lot of those tools that he showed back in what was believed to be his prime. And the timing is great because the Dodgers need it. Not only is Puig out of the lineup with Carl Crawford, so they've lost two of their starting three outfielders, and Ether has stepped up, and he's hitting over 300. He's already got more home runs than he had last year. And, you know, it's a win-win story all the way around for the team and for him.
And let's touch on Puig a little bit. He had his rehab has actually been halted. He had another setback. So can you just give us a little update on what is going on with him?
That's the update. He had a setback, and his rehab's on hold. And they don't have a timetable, although just from past performances, I'm guessing it's going to be a couple weeks because, this thing's been bothering him now for a month. So they have to shut him down, and they have to go bring him back slowly because they've already seen that this past time he came back too fast. And it's not a full tear, but he has strained it, and it hasn't healed. So I'm guessing it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks before he's back in the lineup.
Yeah, those are things you can't come back from too quickly, or else it just ends up extending the amount of time they're out anyway. But some good news on Tanley Jansen. So he seems to be close, and that'll help a lot with the bullpen situation. And I say that realizing that the Dodgers are in first place and have so far been very good at piecing things together despite how depleted some of the areas of the roster are. But Jansen, I guess, maybe activated this weekend?
Right, that's the plan. He'll throw again tonight and then be activated probably Saturday. And you are talking about a team that hasn't had its closer all season, lost 40% of its starting rotation, lost two-thirds of its starting outfield. They've had a lot of injuries, and they've won anyway, which I guess really is a credit to the depth that new management has created. And they've been able to shuttle guys in and out in the bullpen and in the rotation, even in and out of the lineup. They're getting production from Alex Guerrero, who's kind of forced his way into the third base rotation, and in left field with Crawford out. They're getting it from everywhere. Rookie relievers, they've got three rookie relievers who have all pitched well. So, they've got depth that they haven't had in the past. They've been able to fill in for these injured players, and they just keep on winning, and they're almost unbeatable at home. So it's been a pretty good combination.
Yeah, with the understanding, it's not shocking what's going on with the Dodgers and the Giants, the Padres taking this first three spots, kind of what we thought might be happening in September also. So, Ken, thanks very much, and we will speak with you next week.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.